Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Anthem from John Thiel Gym here tonight. Silver Street girls basketball season opener. Let's send it down to Bill Allison, our PA announcer, for the starting
lineup. Now, here are your starting lineups. First, for the East Peoria Raiders, a 5'3 sophomore, number 10, Jolene Varquez. A 5'11 sophomore, number 12, Monique Husen. A 5'7 junior, number 14, Shoshana Pierce. A 5'6 senior, number 15, Caitlin Jokums. And a 5'8 junior, number 24, Sarah LaHood. Raiders coached by Cassandra Brown. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'6 junior, number 3, Kelsey Lay. A 5'6 junior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'8 junior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. A 5'10 senior, number 50, Yvonne Mixon. And a 5'11 senior, number 52, Emily Minard. Silver Streets coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Kennedy Minard, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
All right, thanks to our PA announcer, Bill Allison, for our starting lineups here tonight at, well, something new at John Thiel Gym. Brand new scoreboards also on top of the backboards, the shot clocks that has the game time on them as well. And you got the red lights, so the backboards light up, so easier to make a call at the end of a quarter or a half as the buzzer goes, the light goes in conjunction with that. And Athletic Director Jeff Flater also told me the empty area on the east end to the right of the scoreboard, that there's going to be a video board that's going to go up later this week. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. East Peoria in their road black, trimmed in maroon numbers with gold trim. The tip won by Emily Minard. Streaks had the basketball. Chloe McCarthy left wing, top of the key, Kelsey Leg. Right wing, it goes to Andrea Sampson. As Coach Massey mentioned, East Peoria comes out in a 2-3 zone. Down to the low block, right side. Emily Minard goes up, can't hit the shot, but she is fouled. I believe it will go against Monique Husen, 5'11 sophomore for East Peoria. So Emily Minard, nice move, goes to the line.
Well, a good solid move right there by Emily Minard. She had a drop step right to the basket. Somebody got her on the arm when she was going by. She hits the first free throw, 1-0 Streaks for the first lead of the season. Emily's going to play big in the inside because she's got to be able to collapse down that zone, but we'll see if there's any outside shooting for the Streaks, which will really help open things up as well inside.
As Emily hits both free throws, full court pressure by the Streaks. Emily Minard up playing on the ball. They get it in the backcourt, still trapped up, looking for some help is Shoshana Pierce. Gets knocked away, goes out of bounds, saved in, but the Streaks have it. Nice look from Kelsey Lake underneath to Chloe McCarthy, misses the easy one. Rebound, Andrea Sampson pulls it out on the right side, out between the circles. Kelsey Lake, she'll dribble right and gives to Chloe McCarthy between the circles. Left wing, Andrea Sampson. Andrea out between the circles to Chloe. Andrea back down to the left baseline, now outside the three-point arc. Gets down on the block to Emily Miner. And a reach is going to be called. And this may be, nope, it's going to go, as I thought it would be, the second foul on Houston, but it's going to go against Sarah LaHood, 5'8 junior. That'll be her first foul. By the way, Andrea Sampson has verbally committed to play softball at the Division I level down at Eastern Illinois University. And her dad, Adam, tells me that's not unusual for softball, that they almost always announce early.
Yeah, only a junior. In a lot of other sports, you wait till your senior year.
Left baseline, three-pointer up and no good by Andrea. Weak side rebound, Emily Miner. Swings it back, swings it over to Andrea Sampson. She'll bring it back out and reset. Out high left side on the wing to Chloe McCarthy. Now she directs some traffic, brings it back between the circles. Left wing, Kelsey Legg. She'll bring it back out, swings it over to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. High post, it goes to Emily Miner. Drives in, no call on the foul, but Yvonne Mixon with a rebound, cleaned it up and put it back in. First basket by the Streaks. They lead 4-0, 6:39 to play first quarter.
Yeah, good aggressive move by Emily Miner. She did have a lot of contact, but she initiated a bunch of it, so probably a good no call for the Streaks right there, because it could have been a charge.
Great job by Yvonne Mixon to be there on the weak side with a rebound and put back. 4-0 Streaks. Left wing for East Peoria. It is Varquez. Top of the key, shot no good. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy for the Streaks. Chloe on the run across midcourt in the center circle. Dribbles left and gets to Kelsey Legg between the circles, working against the 2-3 zone. Kelsey dribbles right to Andrea Sampson, and kind of a lackadaisical pass stolen away by Caitlin Jokum. She runs it down left side, missed the layup. Rebound tipped up, and East Peoria has it. It's Sarah LaHood. Now underneath, they try to get it to Monique Houston. It gets knocked away, and it's going to be off of East Peoria last. Streaks will have it. First substitution of the ball game. Let's see. Checking in is Kelsey Schaefer, 5'11 junior. 5:48 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 4-0. Right wing, Andrea Sampson kicks back out to Kelsey Legg. Now on high left side, it is Chloe McCarthy. Chloe. Down on the low block, Emily Miner lost her footing, but still got the pass off to Andrea Sampson. Oh. Three left baseline, good.
Yeah, Emily just kind of shoveling that pass out because she was falling to the floor, and it worked out well for the Streaks as Andrea drains the three.
Streaks up by a touchdown and a point after, 7-0 here, 5:20 to play in the first quarter. High post, Schaefer. Kicks it out now to Varquez. She fires a three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound come down to Andrea Sampson. Andrea on the run. Hits across midcourt right side. Now to Kelsey Legg in the center circle. She'll set the offense. Left side it goes to Chloe McCarthy. Swing it over to Andrea Sampson. Right wing. Thought about the three. Now Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Swing it to Chloe McCarthy. Three on the left wing. Short. And the rebound comes down to Sarah LaHood for East Peoria. Gives way to Varquez, 5'3 sophomore guard. Out on the left wing goes to Houston. Down on the baseline, 15-footer up and good. And that was LaHood. Sarah LaHood with the first basket for East Peoria. Streaks lead 7-2, 4.5 minutes to play first quarter. Chloe McCarthy left wing and passed to nobody. She sent the pass out there. Kelsey Legg was going the other way. That's you run into that sometimes early, and sometimes you're a little mechanical early, and like, this is where the player's supposed to be on the play, right? So I'm going to throw the ball to a spot when you need to make sure that person's there before you let the ball go.
Well, exactly, and not a real good look inside either, because what you want to do against the zone is you really want to take that hard look inside at the post, because Emily Miner and Yvonne have been doing a good job of getting post position early.
Kelsey Legg called for the reach. First team foul on the Streaks. 4:21 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 7-2. East Peoria to inbound under their own basket. And it comes Madeline Aaron in the game, 5'6 freshman. And she gives way to Jokums. Caitlin Jokums, top of the key on the dribble. Megan Lingenfelter into the Streaks lineup. Lauren Campbell in as well. As they Deja Range in for the Streaks as well. Right wing, this is Varquez. Top of the key, it goes to Jokums. Jokums dribbles down the right side of the lane. Ball got tapped away, but a reach is going to go. It's either Megan Lingenfelter or Kelsey Legg. If it's Kelsey, that's her second. And they called on Megan Lingenfelter. Yep. That's her first. Reach on the shot. They're going to give her two shots at the free throw line. So two team fouls now on the Streaks as Caitlin Jokums goes to the free throw line, hits the first. Hot start for the Streaks. They've slowed down a little bit the last minute or so. 7-3, 3:56 to play first quarter. Second shot perfect for Caitlin Jokums.
Well, they've also gone away from getting the ball inside.
Lauren Campbell left wing to Kelsey Legg between the circles. Right wing it goes to Megan Lingenfelter. Swing it back to Lauren Campbell. Left wing for three. Bounces off too strong. And the rebound comes down to Megan Lingenfelter. Kick it out to Kelsey Legg. Left wing, Lauren Campbell. Lauren dribbles baseline. Lost the handle. And should have been a double dribble. They didn't call it. And she even smiled as she was ready for the whistle to blow it. It didn't. Right wing, Megan Lingenfelter. Now Lauren Campbell between the circles. Left baseline, Megan Lingenfelter. Swing it to Kelsey Legg on the right wing. To Lauren, top of the key. Thought about the three. Got it to Megan now. Right baseline, swing it over to Kelsey Legg. Pass was a little bit too high. Kelsey could just get her fingertips on it.
Well, the Streaks are doing a lot of skip passes around the inside or around the outside, and then that one was from sideline to sideline. And the problem is that you've got to get the ball inside at least for a touch to collapse the zone down, because they were letting the zone get kind of wide, and that makes the passing angles even more difficult.
Andrea Sampson back in. She replaces Megan Lingenfelter. 3:12 to play first quarter. Steal by Lauren Campbell. Streaks with numbers. 3-on-2. Emily Miner on the run down the right side, puts it up, missed it, and Deja rebound range had her hands on the rebound, got knocked away though. It's going to go off East Peoria. Last streak, so get it. Nice job by the Streak bigs, Deja Range and Emily Miner running the floor.
Yeah, they did a great job getting up and down the floor. Just a better angle there by Emily Miner, and that's 2 points.
Andrea Sampson with it on the dribble, gives to Lauren Campbell near the center circle, back to Andrea left wing. Now to Lauren between the circles. Looks over the 2-3 zone. Back to Andrea left wing. Bounces for Emily Miner, but is stolen away. Got around there. Nice job defensively by Kelsey Schaefer. Able to get around and steal it away.
Well, and Emily's got to keep her post position right there. She let the defender disengage her, and then once she got around her, it became an easy steal.
Pierce with it. Right baseline. Three is up. That is short by Jokums. And Emily Miner with a rebound. Gives way to Kelsey Legg. Now Lauren Campbell down court. Left wing. Fires a three. Good! We know she can light it up. She had a game last year. Well, that was in the postseason, wasn't it? At LaSalle Peru?
I think it was LaSalle Peru.
And also did really well in the three-point contest in the postseason. 10-4 Streaks, 2:10 to play here in the first quarter. Right wing, this is Jokums for East Peoria. Fakes, drives baseline, gets in. Shot blocked by Deja Range. Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Emily Miner running for a nice look from Kelsey Legg. Emily lays it up and in. Nice fast break by the Streaks. She's got four. And Cassandra Brown calls timeout with 1:56 to play here in the first quarter. It's Galesburg 12, East Peoria 4. Full timeout. Or no, it's just a 30. We'll keep it here. It is a 30-second timeout.
Who got that rebound for the Streaks? Kelsey?
Yeah, Kelsey Legg, yes. She got the rebound and then made that outlet to Emily Miner running forward. That's nice to have. And we've got a couple of very athletic bigs, and we knew Emily Miner was athletic, and we saw Yvonne Mixon run the floor some last year as well. It's nice when you have somebody else rebounding, your bigs can run the floor and get out there and get a layup.
Well, and it's, you've got to be able to pass the ball down floor, too, and Kelsey showed a strong arm there to get the ball down to Emily.
Hannah Huppenbauer in for the first time tonight for the Streaks. Hannah at 6'1 and a senior. Also back in, Yvonne Mixon, Chloe McCarthy in, Megan Lingenfelter in there with Andrea Sampson. Token full court pressure from the Streaks, and East Peoria turns it over anyway.
Just a sloppy play.
Yeah, that was Madeline Aaron, just didn't get a hold of the basketball. Tried to dribble off the pass to her. And the Streaks get it back on the East Peoria turnover.
Well, this year, with as much height as the Streaks had, they'll probably see a lot of 2-3s from teams trying to take the inside away. And we'll see if that continues. Will we progress even in this tournament?
Whoa. Nice job. Hannah Huppenbauer sees Yvonne Mixon from the left block to the right block. Yvonne puts it up and in. Nice work by the bigs there. 14-4 Streaks, 1:30 to play first quarter.
Yeah, great pass by Hannah. She got it in the post, turned and looked at the basket, saw Yvonne wide open.
Shot up and no good. Andrea Sampson with a rebound for the Streaks. And that's the thing. We've known Hannah has great vision. She keeps the ball high like she needs to, and we've seen her make some good passes like that, whether from the high post or the low post. Left wing, Megan Lingenfelter, back door to Andrea Sampson. They close out on her, gets to Yvonne Mixon, and now she gets trapped, gets it out to Chloe McCarthy. Now it is Megan Lingenfelter, left wing on the dribble. Swing it right side to Andrea Sampson on the wing. To Megan between the circles. She'll dribble right with under a minute to play. 56 seconds now. Streaks lead 14-4 here in the first quarter.
Well, Andrea had a nice look at the basket down there on that backside screen, just bobbled it enough she couldn't get it up and in.
Chloe McCarthy for three, right wing, good on the pass from Andrea Sampson. Make it 17-4 Streaks with 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Third three-pointer of the ball game for the Streaks. Right wing, this is Pierce.
Oh, good defense.
High post, good job by Hannah Huppenbauer. Knocked it away. LaHood able to get it back. Now this is Pierce again on the right wing. Top of the key, it goes to Varquez. Marquez dribbles in, picks back up, and gets out high right side to Pierce. Shoshana Pierce with 15 seconds to play. High post knocked away by Yvonne Mixon, and travel. That's going to be a travel. Good job by Yvonne. It was knocked away, and Kelsey Schaefer, while going after it, picked up the pivot foot, so the Streaks get it back on the turnover.
Fifth turnover of the game so far for the Raiders. Streaks have four, which we went through a little bit of a spell there of a few possessions in a row where the Streaks turned the ball over a lot.
8 seconds to play. Right wing, Hannah Huppenbauer, top of the key. 5 seconds, Megan Lingenfelter. Now with four to Andrea Sampson. Right baseline for three. Good! Just ahead of the buzzer. Andrea's second three of the ball game. We have played one quarter of basketball in the opener. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 20, the East Peoria Raiders 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes, and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
8 minutes in the book. Season opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Opening of the Thanksgiving tournament at John Thiel Gym. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you with us here tonight for Streaks Girls Basketball. They lead 20-4 at the end of the first quarter. And another turnover as East Peoria could not get the ball in bounds, and credit the Streaks defense once again. But also, you know, that's a case where if you're East Peoria, you got to send somebody in the backcourt, fake into the frontcourt, going to the backcourt to get open or set a pick or something.
Exactly. And I think they just took for granted. They thought the Streaks would just let them get the ball in bounds, which is never the case with the Streaks.
Galesburg with it. Kelsey Legg to Andrea Sampson. Right baseline, drives in, pulls up with a 15-foot jump shot, rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Pierce for East Peoria. Second quarter just underway. 20-4 Streaks lead. East Peoria lost to Springfield last night in the opener of the tournament, 65-25. That was a home game for the Raiders.
It just amazes me in high school basketball they don't call the carry anymore because she is literally turning the ball over.
I think I've talked about that till I'm blue in the face,
right.
And they say, you know, I can't do anything about it. I just don't understand how they let it go. Varquez.
Well, who did we talk to last year? I think it was Coach Barshinger was telling us that they've pretty much been told as long as it doesn't affect the play, they're not going to call it.
But, I mean, it's a violation.
Right.
So, East Peoria misses a couple shots, now a third offensive rebound. That time it was Sarah LaHood, and she gets the put back. She's got both of East Peoria's baskets. They get 20-6. Andrea Sampson, three-pointer right wing, short, but she's fouled. And is it going to be three shots? The foul's going to go against Jokums. Yep, three shots for Andrea Sampson. So Andrea Sampson goes to the free throw line. Caitlin Jokums, her first foul, 13th foul now on the Raiders. Andrea Sampson, first shot up, missed that one. Too strong on it. 6:58 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 20-6. Second shot for Andrea is up and good. As Deja Range checks in, she'll replace Yvonne Mixon. Deja, a junior.
We've seen
5'7".
Deja and Yvonne kind of subbing in and out for each other. Emily's been in there the whole time other than the short period of time we saw Hannah.
Third shot up, and that is good. 2 out of 3 for Andrea Sampson. She's got 8 points on the night. Streaks lead 22-6. Full court pressure. A steal by Chloe McCarthy. Puts it up. No good. Emily Miner tips it up. Gets a rebound. Puts it up. Good. Great perseverance. Emily Miner kind of tipped the ball up first to get the rebound and then kind of had to fade away on the shot and put it up and in. Now another turnover by East Peoria. Good defense by Kelsey Legg as she bothered Jolien Varquez. She lost it out of bounds. Streaks get it back, leading 24-6. 6:41 to play first half. Kelsey Legg, left wing to Chloe McCarthy. Back out to Kelsey Legg, out high on the left side. Left baseline to Chloe. She'll bring it to the wing. Now out high to Kelsey Legg. Out between the circles on the dribble. Directs some traffic. Coach Massey shouts out some instructions. Now back to Chloe McCarthy. Left side to Kelsey Legg between the circles. Back to Chloe. Left wing. Fires a three. That one's too strong. Kelsey Legg. Oh, the rebound gets tipped out. Now it's a run out for Jokums. Runs it down the left side. Lay it up and missed it. Too strong. Deja Range there for the rebound. Knocked away from behind. Deja gets it back. Gets to Kelsey. Down court. Andrea Sampson right wing. Thought about the three. Now holds up and waits to set up the offense and gives to Kelsey Legg. 6 minutes to play first half. Streaks lead 24-6. Chloe McCarthy, left wing, Andrea Sampson. Swing it to Kelsey Legg, right wing. She'll fire the three. That one's off the mark. Rebound to Emily Meinert. Gets bumped a little bit. Fades away. Can't hit. Deja with the rebound. Can't hit, but she's hammered. And the foul's going to go against Monique Husson for East Peoria. Deja Range to the free throw line.
Streaks being very aggressive in this one, hitting the boards. They've done a great job keeping the ball alive on the boards. And we'll see if this continues, but obviously the size advantage has played huge for the Streaks in the early going.
That one rolls off for Deja as Lauren Campbell checks and she replaces Chloe McCarthy. 5:45 to play first half, 24-6 Streaks lead. Second shot for Deja Range is up and it is good. Streaks lead at 25-6. And now another
unforced turnover for the Raiders.
So the Streaks get it back on another East Peoria turnover.
They're up to 9 now.
Wow. And 6 points. Never a good stat.
No.
We've recommended most teams don't do that.
Your ratio usually needs to be. And the Streaks return the favor with another turnover.
Jokins with another run out. Missed it again. Good job by Kelsey Legg. Got back there to bother her. Lauren Campbell the rebound. Now Andrea Sampson on the long down court pass. And she gets bumped going down the baseline. Foul is going to go against, LaHood. And that is now the 16th foul on the second on LaHood. And this is the 15th foul now on East Peoria. Andrea Sampson with it. Right baseline. Kelsey Legg for three. Bounces off. No good. Deja Range.
What a rebound.
Goes back to the other side around. Puts it up and a good. Boy, that was. She had somebody undercutting her. She's able to hold on to the ball, come down, keep her feet, go under the basket, and to the other side, puts it up and in. And a timeout called by Cassandra Brown. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:59 to play first half. Streaks lead 27-6. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
The season opener for the Galesburg boys basketball team finds the Silver Streaks battling Peoria Notre Dame. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage Monday night at 6:30 on WGIL.
4:59 to play first half. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym. Season opener for the Streaks. They lead 27-6. Pretty impressive so far. So, you know, you're going to have some turnovers in the first game, but, you know, somewhat a little lazy passes on some of those. But overall, the Streaks are they're playing well defensively.
Well, when you turn over a team as much as the Streaks did, 4 new starters on this one, and we're going to get a bump on Lauren Campbell. When you turn over the roster that much, there's a tendency to lose some of the edge from the year before, but we haven't seen that at all. In fact, I would argue that this team's been just as aggressive. Now, they don't have the two water bugs at the top, but they've been very aggressive on the defensive end, and there's another steal for the Streaks.
Yvonne Mixon steals it away, runs it down right side, lays it up too strong. Rebound is going to go off of Jokum's last as Megan Lingenfelter there to follow it up. And again, we talked about the bigs running the floor. Yvonne Mixon got out there, got the steal at the top of the key, did a nice job pushing the ball out in front of her to be able to at least give herself a chance.
Well, and that's the aggressiveness that the Streaks keep showing, and they've been real relentless on the offensive boards too, which I think is huge while the shooters are finding their touch.
Kelsey Legg for three, left baseline, up and good. On the feed from Megan Lingenfelter. So the first three for Kelsey. 5 in the ball game for the Streaks, 30-6 of the Galesburg League. Now a travel by Jokums as Hannah Huffenbauer and Lauren Campbell had her trapped up near midcourt, and she shuffled the feet. Streaks get it back with 4.5 minutes to play in the first half.
11 turnover now.
And still back in that 2-3. East Peoria. Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Thought about the three. Gives to Yvonne Mixon. High post. Left wing to Lauren Campbell. Fires a three. That rolls around and through. That's her second of the ball game.
She's up to 6 points. Streaks up to 33.
And a steal knocked away by Lauren Campbell. Hannah Huffenbauer comes up with it. Above the glass. Too strong. Weak side rebound. Megan Lingenfelter can't hit, but fouled from behind, I believe. It's going to go against. They call 5. Kelsey, was it Kelsey Schaefer they gave it to? Yeah, Kelsey Schaefer with the foul. And that's her first. So going to the free throw line for the two shots will be Megan Lingenfelter. And the first one is a little bit short. That's surprising.
Yeah, just found the front of the rim there.
Yeah, Megan shot really well from the free throw line last year. As Andrea Sampson checks back in, gives Kelsey Legg a breather. Second shot for Megan. A little bit flat, but that one went in.
And not a lot of rotation.
No. 34-6 Streaks, just over 4 minutes to play first half. And now a ball tipped away by Megan Lingenfelter in midcourt. It's going to go back, though, to East Peoria. You talked about the aggressiveness. I mentioned that to Coach Massey because, of course, you have the Townsville Twins along with Andrea Sampson, some of the most aggressive defense we've seen from the Streaks team. Just hard-nosed, and you knew you had that coming back with Andrea. And as we've seen so far, we're seeing that from this whole team. It's carried over as Megan Lingenfelter comes up with a steal.
Yeah, they tried to go backdoor to the far side of the floor, and you can't do that against an aggressive defense like the Streaks because that just turned into an easy play for Megan to play free safety on.
Andrea Sampson left baseline. Back out to Lauren Campbell out high on the left side. Swing it over to Megan Lingenfelter, right wing. High post, Yvonne Mixon. Dumps it down to Andrea Sampson, left baseline. Now back out to Lauren Campbell out high on the left side with 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. I think Yvonne maybe was going to try to dump down to Hannah Huffenbauer. If she would have kind of lobbed it over the top, I think she would have gotten it to her. But she ended up throwing it a little bit lower down to Andrea down on the left baseline.
Well, Hannah's got to create a target, too.
Yeah.
She's got to give her a hand to throw to.
Nice backdoor try from Megan Lingenfelter to Lauren Campbell. I think somebody got a hand on it, and Lauren couldn't reel it in. So the Streaks turned it over with 3:16 to play.
Streaks come back out in the press.
Hannah Huffenbauer up playing the point on the press, and are they going to get it in? And nope, 5 seconds. Oh, no, timeout call by Cassandra Brown just in time because even if it would have been a 5 second call, Lauren Campbell was ready to steal the inbound anyway. 30 second timeout by Cassandra Brown.
And I think that's her third timeout, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, they've only got her for two. I thought that was the third one.
Well, she called one. That's her second 30, and she called a 60. So. Well, now it's down to 4.
They had it at 3 on the board, so they just gave her another one. So
well, I'm not sure.
I don't know if they're doing it backwards or.
Yeah, it's like because she hasn't used 4, she's used 3, 2 30s and a 60. So anyway, not that it'll necessarily make a difference in this game.
No.
3:16 to play. Streaks lead 34-6. We'll have another game on Thursday night. Streaks will take on the Metamora Redbirds. As they get it inbounds, but Kelsey Legg with a steal drives down. Can't hit, but she's hammered. The foul's going to go against Caitlin Jokums. That'll be her second. And Kelsey Legg will go to the free throw line with 2 shots.
Well, because it has to be quite the frustrating game for Coach Brown. I mean, we didn't obviously see their last game, but, you know, a lot of mental errors right now. East Peoria is trying to play outside of their game and trying to make long passes, which the Streaks are just easily taking away.
4 points now for Kelsey Legg as she hits the first free throw, 35-6. And their sophomore struggle, too. Our sophomores in winter tonight, 49-14 over East Peoria. I think they only had 4 points in the first half. Second shot, in and out, no good. Deja Range runs down the rebound. What great hustle. Knocked the ball away from the East Peoria player. I think it was Schaefer. And Deja hustled down the baseline to pull down the rebound, a loose ball.
Well, that's Deja's fourth rebound in the game. 3 of them have been offensive.
Andrea Sampson, right wing for 3. That's off the mark. Deja there to clean it up. Puts it up off the glass. Good.
Deja real active right now on the inside.
She's got 5 points. 37-6 Streaks. Under 3 minutes to play. First half. Now a near steal by Chloe McCarthy. Knocked it away. And East Peoria will try again. Courtney Williams, a 5'6 junior in. And she'll inbound for the Raiders.
The scoreboard finally has the timeout count right. They're down to 2 timeouts left for the rest of the game. This is East Peoria.
Inbound near steal. Chloe knocks it away. Kelsey Legg comes up with it to Chloe. Left side, leans in, puts it up off the glass. Too hard. Rebound off the hands of Emily Miner. Now she gets it back. Can't hit, but she's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line with 2 shots. And is it who's it going to go against? I think Husson. Yep, Monique Husson picks up her third foul now. Emily Meinert back to the free throw line. She hit two in the first quarter. She's got 6 points in the game.
We're going to get a free throw violation on somebody. What? No? Yeah?
They called it off. Was her foot over the line?
She was well behind the line, so I'm not exactly sure. Well, maybe she wasn't. They must have said that she stepped on the line.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so how does that count in your stats? Is that one for two or is that one for one?
I think it's one for one because I think it gets waved off.
Make it 38-6. Now a steal by Emily Meinert. Gives to Andrea Sampson down the right side. Andrea stops. Now she's going to pick up. Gives to Kelsey Legg, top of the key. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy lost the handle on it. And coming up with it is Williams for East Peoria.
Chloe was looking inside to see who she was going to the ball with, and she didn't catch it.
Left wing, this is Jokums. Working against Andrea Sampson. Out high right side, it goes to Pierce. High post, this is LaHood. Kicks it out on the left wing. Now Williams. Now it's Pierce on the right wing. To LaHood, drives down the right side, blocked by Emily Meinert. She's going to get called for the foul, though. Kind of lost her balance as LaHood was driving down for the shot and just kind of got the arm over the top.
Yeah, a lot of body, and I think that's ultimately what got her.
First foul on Emily.
No, they go with Deja.
Really? She was in that vicinity. So Deja Range, that would have been the first foul on Emily. Instead, the first foul on Deja Range. And the first free throw is good by Sarah LaHood. She's got five of East Peoria's 7 points. The only two baskets as she hits both free throws. Make it 38-8, 1:50 to play as the Streaks turn it over again. This is Pierce coming up with it for East Peoria. Out high on the left side goes to Varquez. That's Jokums. And now a travel, another East Peoria turnover.
Yeah, and another unforced one. She just got the ball in her hands and wanted to pass it. The player wasn't open, and she was already moving in that direction.
I'm trying to remember, in the Thanksgiving tournament, have we done continuous clock? Okay, so that's a possibility in the second half. Anna Gugliotta in for the first time this season for the Streaks. Kelsey Legg to Anna. Left wing, puts it on the floor, bounces to Deja Range, down on the left block. And yeah, Deja thought a little bit about too much about what she wanted to do. Started to make the move, then thought about it, and shuffled the foot.
Well, and I think she was trying to get that post position on the East Peoria player, and the East Peoria player backed off, so she couldn't lean on her.
East Peoria breaks the press, actually did a nice job that time breaking the press, and LaHood gets an easy two. She's got 8 of their 10 with 105 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 38-10. Andrea Sampson, left wing, to Anna Gugliotta between the circles. Right side, it's Kelsey Legg, dumps it down to Deja Range, leans in up off the glass, short, gets her own rebound, actually a tie-up, and what are we going to... They're going to call a foul on Deja?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I think she got her with the body after the shot. Schaefer came down with the rebound.
Two on Deja. Andrea Sampson, Deja Range go to the bench. Megan Lingenfelter, Yvonne Mixon come in with 50.6 to play here in the first half. Trapped up near steal by Emily Meinert, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as coming down with the ball was Pierce, and she landed on the inline as she came down with it. Nice job by Yvonne Mixon and Emily Meinert on the trap.
18th turnover for the Raiders.
46.7 to play.
13th of the quarter.
Ashley Monkton in for East Peoria. Anna Gugliotta kicks out to Kelsey Legg. Left baseline for three. Good! First second of the ball game. She's got 7 points. Make it 41-10. 35 seconds to play. Trapped up again. Gets it away to Monkton. Playing with Williams. Williams to Monkton. Monkton now looking for some help. And now a 10-second call. Nice defense. Not only the Streaks up on the ball, but away from the defense, shutting down the passing lanes. Hannah Huffenbauer checks back in for the Streaks with 25.6 to play. She'll replace Emily Meinert. Streaks lead 41-10. Kelsey Legg for the Streaks. Brings it across. Gives to Anna Gugliotta, top of the key, right side out high. Megan Lingenfelter swing it over to Anna Gugliotta, left wing. She'll fire the long three, short. Rebound tip by Hannah Huffenbauer, and now we're going to have a reach. I think Yvonne Mixon's going to get the call. Reached in on Kelsey Schaefer. That's just the Well, that would be, I guess that's just a 16 foul.
Yeah, 16 foul, no free throws yet. Streaks will come out in the press with 11.1 left to go in this half.
And it comes to Jokums. Jokums in the backcourt, picks up, looks for help, and just kind of lets it fly, and it's going to go out of bounds. Streaks are going to get it back with just under 3 seconds to play.
Yeah, there's the even 20th turnover of the half.
20 turnovers, 10 points. 41-10, Streaks lead, 2.9 seconds to play in the first half. Well, they should be able to get possibly a decent shot up. Now East Peoria is going to come up and pressure them all. See, I don't understand why. Oh, and Devon rolled it in, and now it's stolen away. Yeah, then the time's going to run out, no shot. But the first half comes to an end. Good first half for the Streaks. At halftime, it is Galesburg 41, East Peoria 10. We'll come back with our halftime show, talk about this one, run down the first half stats and more. Streaks lead at 41-10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas-fired furnaces, McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhall, and now in Galesburg. Call 342-5820. Some exclusions apply.
To all who've asked when McRib is coming back, you've hashtagged about your hunger and posted your passion 29,000 times. You blog, vlog, gift, or gift about your cravings. You even throw back Thursday to that time you had McRib with your cousin and it was glorious. And now it's time to eat one. Then post a picture of it. McRib is back. Buy a McRib extra value meal and get a second McRib for just $1. That's a deal good enough to share only at McDonald's. For a limited time, price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Hey guys, listen up. The Lucky Day Lotto jackpot rolled again and just reached $1 million. That's right, $1 million. If you're a fan of Lucky Day Lotto, you know this is awesome. And if you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day, at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. That's Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Stock up and save big this week during the Menard Day Sale. Right now, all stock Kidde smoke alarms, fire extinguishers, and more home safety products are on sale. Get a general use fire extinguisher for just $12.89 or a battery-operated carbon monoxide alarm only $14.99. Add an extra measure of safety to your home with Kidde products. Get these and other great deals through November 19th during the Menard Day Sale. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Raiders 41-10. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym. A little bit different, brand new scoreboards. We have to ask Jeff Flader. I didn't ask where how that all worked with the funding and everything. I know sometimes a company will offer to pay for it for advertising. They've got some ads across the bottom. The old they did before had the scrolling ads here on the on I guess it was the west wall. That is gone now. But really nice scoreboards, and then you've got the shot clocks on top of the scoreboards, and the scoreboards now with the backboards actually with the red lights that light up in conjunction with the buzzer, which makes it a lot easier when you have like a last second shot and those type of things. So the officials can hear the horn, they can see the light, and those type of things. So kind of a neat thing. And Jeff Flader also did tell us they are going to be putting a video board up. It'll be all to the right of the scoreboard on the east end of John Thiel Gym here. Again, thanks for being along with us here this evening for the opening game for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they lead the East Peoria Raiders 41-10. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, where East Peoria opened the tournament last night with a 65-25 loss to the Springfield Senators. And so they start 0-1. Springfield with a victory to open the Thanksgiving tournament last night. The upcoming schedule for the tournament, the other games going on tonight, of course, the Galesburg sophomore girls are winner in the opener tonight, 49-14. The other game tonight has one of the new teams in the tournament, Springfield's Sacred Heart Griffin, taking on Metamora tonight at 6:30. Then Thursday night, the Streaks will play host to Metamora, and that actually be a 6:06 pregame, 6:30 for the tip here on WGIL. Friday, we'll have a couple of games. The Streaks are off Friday night. You'll have United Township playing Rockford East here at 5:30. Then Danville Schlarman, another new team in the tournament, taking on Metamora. Danville Schlarman has a young lady, just a junior this year, different type of player than Bree Beal, but very good. She's already signed a letter of intent to play her basketball at Notre Dame, just a verbal commitment, because she's only a junior, but a verbal commitment to play at Notre Dame. That's how good she is, one of the top programs in the nation. So that young lady, I believe, like, what, a 5'10 guard, I think?
Something like that, yeah. Farman.
The problem that Coach Massey talked about with me yesterday on Galesburg's Morning News was that apparently Danville Schlarman had a really good team coming back. The coach that had previously been at Champaign-St. Thomas More, that did a great job recruiting there and had some great players, left there and now is the head coach at Urbana. Well, apparently some of the girls that were at Schlarman are now have transferred to Urbana, so that girl's kind of the lone wolf on what would have been a really good team there, but she is an outstanding player, so we'll see her at some point in the tournament. So those games on Friday night, Schlarman against Metamora. Then Saturday morning, the Streaks play Rockford East, 9 o'clock. We won't have a pregame. We'll take the air right at 5 till 9 because we've got the Harvest Time Share-a-thon going on as well. And then Springfield and the Galesburg sophomores play at 10:30. East Peoria takes on UT at 10:30. Springfield and Danville Schlarman play at noon. Then the Galesburg will play again at 7 o'clock on Saturday night against Springfield. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead at 41-10 at halftime. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Mid-State Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Mid-State, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
There's a new 7-year tractor warranty in town. Now, only Mahindra Tractors have the industry's best 7-year limited powertrain warranty. That's right, not 5 years, not 6, but a full 7 years. Only on the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. This is Greg Rosel with Berkey's of Galesburg, and we are proud to announce we are your new Mahindra dealer. Stop by Berkey's in Galesburg today for great tractor and utility vehicle packages. Learn more about the toughest tractors on earth at Berkey's.com.
Warranty on select models. See Mahindra warranty policy for details.
The official WGIL forecast: cloudy skies for tonight with scattered showers and a possible thunderstorm overnight, a low of 45. Cloudy skies for tomorrow with scattered showers through the early afternoon, a high of 54. Mostly clear skies overnight for tomorrow night, a low of 27. Sunshine on Thursday, a high of 43, and becoming mostly cloudy overnight Thursday night with a chance of overnight showers, a low of 36. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 46 WGIL.
I'm Will Stevenson. The Knox County Snowmobile Search and Rescue Team is gearing up for winter and needs your support. Find out more tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
Streaks lead at 41-10 at halftime. Tom Arith, Eric Gibson, our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. For streak scoring-wise, Andrea Sampson, 8 points to lead the way. A couple of threes, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 7 points for Emily Meinert. A couple of baskets and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. I guess 3 for 3 because he didn't count the one, right?
Right.
As there was a violation. 7 points for Kelsey Legg. A couple of threes, 1 for 2 from the line. Let's see. 6 points for Lauren Campbell on a couple of threes. 4 for Yvonne Mixon on a couple of baskets. 1 point for Megan Lingenfelter, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 for Deja Range. A couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 for Chloe McCarthy on a three. Streaks 8 for 12 from the line. 7 3-pointers. 8 points for Sarah LaHood to lead the way for East Peoria. Got 8 of their 10. The other two on a couple of free throws from Caitlin Jokums.
Team stats all favor the Streaks. 20 turnovers for East Peoria, only 9 for the Streaks. Streaks out rebounding the Raiders 21-8, including 14-3 on the offensive end. 3 for 13 shooting for East Peoria. Streaks are 13 for 31.
Galesburg outscored East Peoria 20-4 in the first quarter, 21-6 in that second. Streaks with the ball to start the second half. Andrea Sampson for 3, top of the key, no good. Yvonne Mixon with a rebound, a put back from the right side. Yvonne now with 6. And make it 43-10 Streaks. By the way, Galesburg High boys open their season coming up on Monday night. 6:40 pregame, Brad Benowitz and his new partner, Steve Cheeseman. They'll take on Peoria Notre Dame on the boys' side of the Thanksgiving tournament here at John Thiel Gym. We'll have that play here on WGIL.
That might be take some time to get used to, huh?
Yes, I'm guessing. I am guessing Steve will be called Jim. I'm just guessing. Streaks turn it over. Nice thought. Chloe McCarthy tried to get it to Emily Meinert, overthrew her a little bit going down the left side of the lane there. And the Streaks turn it over with 7:18 to play here in the third quarter, just underway in the second half. 43-10 is the Galesburg lead.
Streaks not pressing, obviously, this half. Going into the half up 31, Coach Massey comes out and he's just having the girls sit back and a man-to-man.
East Peoria with the basketball. This is Jokums. Bounces high post for Hooson. Now to Varquez, down to the right baseline. LaHood drives in. She's got another one. She's got 10. 10 of the 12 points for East Peoria. Kelsey Legg for the Streaks. To Yvonne Mixon. Nice look underneath to Emily Meinert. Left side rolls it up off the glass and in. That was a nice, again, the big to big, but Yvonne Mixon that time out for the left side top of the key. Great vision from Yvonne. Emily Meinert the recipient. She's got 9, 45-12 Streaks. Varquez on the dribble, goes baseline, and what are we going to have? A bump is going to be called on Kelsey Legg. That'll be her second, first team foul on the Streaks in the second half.
Well, we've known Emily's had great post moves. For her, it's usually about the touch. Sometimes she just seems to spin it too much, and it doesn't fall in. And so far, she's done a good job of adjusting. Missed a couple early, but since then, it's 3 for 4 from the field.
This is Pierce with it. To LaHood. Travel. No call. Yeah, now they're going to call it. A little late call there. As LaHood
she traveled like 3 times.
When she caught the ball, she traveled. Then she tried to make a pivot or something. They just drug her pivot foot and then drug it again, and they called it the third time. 6:08 to play third quarter. Left wing, Chloe McCarthy for the Streaks. Chloe, top of the key, Emily Meinert. She'll dribble right and give to Kelsey Legg on the right wing. Kelsey, top of the key, Yvonne Mixon. Out high left side, Andrea Sampson. Andrea dribbles, hesitation, drives down the right side, scooped it up off the glass. No, but with the rebound, a putback there's Yvonne Mixon again. She's got 8, make it 47-12 Streaks.
Just doing a great job attacking the boards right now by all the girls inside. But Yvonne up to 4 rebounds now, 3 of them on the offensive end. Her and Deja have just been cleaning up.
LaHood lost the handle, then got it back. Now right wing, this is Varquez. She'll fire a 3-pointer. Good. First of the ball game for the Raiders. First basket for Varquez. And now, what was the call? I didn't see what happened there.
Turnover by the Streaks.
Okay, 47-15 Streaks and a substitution as Schaefer checks back in for East Peoria. 5:20 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 47-15. Varquez on the dribble. Out high left side to Jokums. Now it's Pierce with it between the circles. right baseline to Varquez. Thought about the three dribbles, now bounces inside, knocked away by Emily Miner. Yvonne Mixon comes up with a Kelsey leg as Emily Miner running the floor, right side, scooped it up off the glass and in, and got, like I said, got that spin, had the touch on it that time. Nice look from Kelsey leg, and a nice job by Emily Miner running the floor. She's got 11, 49-15 streaks.
Kelsey's third assist of the game. Now we're getting a steal by
Yvonne Mixon. She runs it down the left side, knocked it away, stopped, hesitates, up off the glass and in. Six in the quarter for Yvonne. She's got 10. First palindrome of the season. That's a good one to be on the upside
yes,
of. 51-15 streaks. You don't want to be on the downside of that. Near steal by Emily Miner. LaHood able to get it and puts it up and in. Or rather, I'm sorry, that wasn't LaHood. That was Zoe Kalk into the game. 5'10 junior with her first basket.
And now a steal on the other end is coming back down this way is Jokums.
To Varquez, and she puts it up and in. It's going to be fouled by Kelsey Legg. That's the third foul on Kelsey Legg. Varquez with a chance that she just made a traditional three-pointer. Now a chance at three-pointer from behind the arc. Now she's got a chance at a traditional three-point play here with a basket and a free throw as
the streaks go with the near line change. The only player staying out is Kelsey.
So Deja Range, Hannah Huppenbauer, Lauren Campbell, Megan Lingenfelter check in. Kelsey Legg stays on the floor for the streaks. 4:13 to play third quarter. Free throw no good. There's Deja for the rebound. Outlet to Kelsey Legg. Down court, Lauren Campbell, left wing. She'll bring it back out. Now directs some traffic. Gives to Deja out high left side. Right side, it's Kelsey. Gets to Hannah Huppenbauer down to the right block. Turn around, little five-foot jumper. Ooh. Rolls off, no good. There's Deja Range for the weak side rebound. Put back, good, and one. Going to be fouled by Zoe Kalk. Deja Range with a rebound, put back, and a chance at the three-point play. Deja with 7 points now.
Well, Deja has gotten some minutes today, but she didn't start. She hasn't gotten as many minutes as the starters. She's at 7 rebounds already.
Wow, and that's perseverance. I mean, at 5'7", uses her body so well. She's really strong, number one, but uses her body really well. You have to have great positioning when you're a little bit shorter.
Well, and the other thing is she's doing a good job of attacking the weak side. She did it right there. Hannah's shot just spun off just a little bit long, and she got herself in position on the weak side to go and get that basketball.
I mean, I guess you have to have great positioning anyway, even if you do have the size, but even more so when you're shorter as she converts the three-point play. I'm the one that always harps on blocking out and playing fundamental basketball, so I should say that's not just for undersized players. 54-19, driving left side.
Hand check on Lauren.
Yeah, that'll be the first foul on their second on Lauren Campbell, as it was Madeline Aaron, the freshman, driving toward the basket left side. Lauren Campbell, the now third team foul on the streaks in the second half. Left wing comes in, three-pointer up and good, and that was in off the bench. Alexis Bohm, a 5'6 junior. I thought she was standing on the line, but they gave her a three. Now quickly back the other way. Nice look from Andrea Sampson. Hannah Huppenbauer running the floor, lays it up right side and good. Her first basket of the ball game.
Now a steal by Deja.
56-22, Andrea Sampson on the run right side. Tries to swing it over to Lauren Campbell, gets knocked out of bounds in front of the streaks bench. And they will trigger from there with 3:18 to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg leading 56-22. I guess, is it just fourth quarter that there's
yes.
continuous clock? Okay.
Yeah, it's not until the fourth.
Left wing, Lauren Campbell to Megan Lingenfelter between the circles. Dribbles left, switches places with Lauren Campbell.
Otherwise, this would have been a really quick half.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, in football, they do it for a whole half. Lauren Campbell for three, left side, good. That is her second of the ball game. Actually, her third of the ball game. She's got 9 points, 59-22 streaks. Quickly back the other way, lay it up and no good. That was Jokums missed it. And I think Hannah Huppenbauer bothered her on that shot. And now the rebound is knocked out of bounds by East Peoria. Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 2:47 to play. Getting set to check in for the streaks will be
Alexia Tucker.
Alexia Tucker. Okay.
Unless I'm wrong.
Well, no, I think you're correct, but on the actual programs, as the streaks miss, Megan Lingenfelter runs out. On the actual program here tonight, we still got Sage Milroy listed, and Alexia Tucker is not listed.
Yeah, I got mine off the Galesburg website.
Okay.
And it was number 24 was Alexia Tucker.
Right, well, and we've got the media guide that Coach Massey or Coach Rux put together, then Coach Massey brought to us, but so she's set to check in along with Emily Meinert. Left wing, Megan Lingenfelter for three, short, and the ball's going to fall out of bounds. It's going to go back to East Peoria, coming back the other way with 2:05 to play. So Alexia, or they call her Lexi. Lexi Tucker, 5'8 junior in for Galesburg. Chloe McCarthy in. And Emily Miner back in for the Streaks.
What's it, Alexi and Tucker?
Lexi Tucker, 24, yep.
Okay.
She gets to go. Apparently they have a listed Lexi in here.
Oh, okay.
On the dribble, Lauren Campbell with an ear steal. Now the ball gets loose, finally picked up by East Peoria's Moncton. And now a steal by Lauren Campbell, but she's going to be called for the travel.
Yeah, that's tough. You get that steal, but then you turn around and give it right back on the travel.
Anna Gugliotta, 5'8", senior, back in for the Streaks. She'll replace Lauren Campbell with 1:43 to play in the third quarter. Streaks leading 59-22. Gugliotta knocks the ball away. Emily Miner comes up with it. Emily down the left side on the dribble, stops up off the glass, and good. You know, when you've got bigs that can run the floor and finish a fast break like that, that's impressive. And Emily Miner gets one. Yvonne Mixon has had a couple of those.
And it's going to really help the Streaks when they play teams like Rocky that like to press a lot, because then you give other people bring the ball up the floor.
Anna Gugliotta knocks the ball away. Moncton gets it back, though, for East Peoria. This is Bohm with it now. Near the top of the key, looking for some help. Knocked away by Lexi Tucker. Bohm gets it back left of the center circle. Now nearly threw it away, but it was Jokum's able to run it down. Now Bohm, top of the key. Nice job defensively by the Streaks. Doesn't matter who's been in there. They've all played really good defense tonight. Now a turnaround 10-footer up and no good. Bohm with a rebound. The shot was...
That was Courtney Williams that missed the shot.
Okay, Courtney Williams back in. Okay, now a three-pointer left baseline by Bohm is no good. Rebound's going to... Ooh, they're going to save it off Emily Leinert, but Madeline Aaron was there. We thought it went off of her, but it goes back to East Peoria.
I mean, any 50-50 balls we're probably not getting.
No. With 43 seconds to play in the third quarter, and Emily Miner knocks it away on the inbound, and checking in for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A couple of first-time varsity players.
Riley Jenkins, a freshman, into the game, as well as the other freshman, Audrey Peck.
Now, see, on this one, oh, there's Audrey. They have her listed as number 40 in here.
Oh.
But she's wearing number 30 out there.
Yeah, I do. Again, I just went off the website. Bohm with another miss.
Yeah,
and Anna Gugliotta with the rebound. Anna's 40, so, I mean.
So, yeah, Audrey is number 30 on here. She's a 5'10 freshman, and she has a three-pointer up from the right wing, and no good for Megan Lingenfelter. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Top of the key, Riley Tucker. Now Megan Lingenfelter, right wing. Right back to Riley. Back to Megan, right wing. Now over the top, it goes to Audrey Peck. Five-footer up off the glass and good. Good job by Megan Lingenfelter. She could have taken that three.
Right.
She wanted to get the ball back into Audrey Peck to get on the board.
First varsity points as a freshman. That's an excellent feeling, to say the least.
Lexi Tucker with a rebound at the buzzer. We've played three quarters of basketball. It's been all Silver Streaks. It's Galesburg 63, East Peoria 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook. GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Fourth quarter just underway from John Field Gym. Tom Erdith there. Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Raiders 63-22, assuming there's going to be a continuous clock here in the fourth quarter. Lauren Campbell on the floor for the Streaks, along with Anna Gugliotta. Who else we have? Riley Jenkins, Lexi Tucker, and also Audrey Peck. As
LaHood hit a jumper.
LaHood with 12 of the 24 points for East Peoria. Left wing, Lauren Campbell. 63-24 Streaks lead.
Assuming that the score holds, which I would assume will be the case, the streaks will improve to 20-1 all time over East Peoria.
Nice look underneath from Lauren Campbell to Audrey Peck. She puts it up and in. That's her second basket. She's got four. Make it 65-24 streaks. Under 7 minutes to play in the ball game.
Well, she's quickly getting up there and scoring now. Got in the game. We're impressed she got that first bucket. Now she's up to four in no time. Oh, there's a kick by the offensive player. No call.
Back it goes to Jokums. Left side. High post it goes to Hoosen. And now a hold's going to be called. Is it on Anna Gugliani?
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to call Anna. That'll be her first foul. And the fourth team foul on the streaks here in the second half. Into the Galesburg lineup is Caitlin Pendergast, 5'6 junior, as she replaces Lauren Campbell. As the inbound knocked away by Anna Gugliotta. Nice hustle by Riley Jenkins. Kept it alive. Now Anna Gugliotta comes up with it for the streaks. That should have been a double dribble. They didn't call, but Anna got away with that one because she had dribbled it as she was running it down, then picked it up, then dribbled again. That's all right. Riley Jenkins drives left baseline, puts it up, can't hit, but she is fouled. Nice runner. Nice attempt by Riley Jenkins.
Riley, the only streak player wearing sleeves.
5'5 freshman will go to the free throw line. The foul went against Hoosen. That's her fourth.
See if Riley can get in the scoring book here.
Lefty up and good. So Riley Jenkins with her first varsity point. Point, I should say. Second shot. Missed that one. Rebound comes down to Varquez for East Peoria. She'll run it down the right side. His right wing or right baseline to Jokum. She missed the shot. Rebound to LaHood. This is Pierce with an out, top of the key, right wing to Jokum. Puts up a three and good. Jokum's
first field goal, right?
Yeah, first field goal with a couple of free throws in the first quarter. 66-27, Anna Gugliotta for three, right wing, no good. Down with a rebound, Peck puts it up, no good. Rebound weak side, and a couple of streaks there, and they're going to say that it was Caitlin Pendergast that stepped on the end line trying to run that one down. So East Peoria gets it back. Megan Lingenfelder is going to come back in, and she's going to replace... At least momentarily, she will replace Caitlin Pendergast. I think maybe Coach Massey just wants another more experienced player out there with the young girls and maybe a little coaching going on the bench as well with the younger ones. 4.5 minutes to play. Streaks lead 66-27 here in the season opener. Nice bounce pass.
That was travel, not called. She didn't even put the ball on the floor.
Missed the shot. That was Hoosen back the other with the streaks. Left wing, Megan Lingenfelter for a wide open three. Bounces off short. Rebound comes down to Tucker. And the rebound gets stolen away by Varquez. Varquez on the dribble. Tap of the key out on the left side. Jokums. Left baseline. Pierce for three. No good. Rebound Tucker for the streaks. Off to Jenkins. Riley Jenkins on the dribble. Left side. Gets to Megan Lingenfelter. Left wing. She'll fire the three again. In and out. No good. Rebound kept alive by Lexi Tucker. But it's... Hoosen coming up with it for East Peoria. At the free throw line, kicking out to Jokums. Jokums for three again. Missed that one. Lexi Tucker with a rebound for the streaks on the weak side. Gets to Riley Jenkins. 3:40 to play. Jenkins, right wing to Anna Gugliotta. Back to Jenkins, top of the key. Tucker. Left wing, this is Riley Jenkins. She'll drive in left side. Lays it up off the glass, uncontested, and in. And substitutes will come in. So... Riley Jenkins with her first basket as a Silver Streak.
Who got the assist on that?
Let's see. I think that was Anna Gugliotta, I believe.
Okay.
As the clock runs with the substitutions, as the continuous clock here, 3:15 to play, and the Streaks lead 68-27. Caitlin Pendergast back in for the Streaks. Left wing, this is Bohm. Pushes off. Now top of the key. Dribbles
she's
right.
She's got a good stiff arm down. She's done it a few times.
Now she'll fire it from 15 feet on the right side. Up and good. She hit a three earlier. Now she's got five in the ballgame. 68-29 streaks. Under 3 minutes to play. Riley Jenkins. Lexi Tucker top of the key. Knocked away by Bohm. Ball goes out near midcourt and a scramble for it and a jump ball is called. The possession arrow points toward the streaks with 2:43 to play and the clock running. So the streaks will inbound from near midcourt. Anna Gugliotta will do the honors. To Riley Jenkins, 2.5 minutes to play. Jenkins dribbles right. High post, it goes to Lexi Tucker. Drives in, 10-footer up, no good. Rebound to Audrey Peck. Caitlin Pendergast from the right baseline, 15-footer is no good. Weak side rebound, and they're going to call Lexi Tucker for going over the back on the rebound. That will be her first. 16 foul on the Streaks with 2:09 to play. On the dribble, East Peoria. This is Moncton out between the circles. Moncton dribbles right, gets a pick, picks it up, gives to Bohm, top of the key, fires from on top of the three-point line. Good.
I'm surprised they didn't let her shoot more because she's coming to the game and just been lights out pretty much.
And she might be starting for Cassandra Brown from here on out. 68-31, Streaks 1:42 to play. Caitlin Pendergast, left wing, back out to Anna Gugata, left of the center circle, now dribbles right. Anna picks up, bounces for Caitlin Pendergast. Back to Anna Gugliotta, right side. Stops on the right wing, fires an 18-footer, rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped up, and it is Williams coming down with it for East Peoria with 1:20 to play. Now Bohm fires a three. Quick one from the left wing is good.
Jeez.
I mean, she barely got her hands on the ball when she let that one go. She's got 2 3-pointers. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 68-34, 1:09 to play. Anna Gugliotta for three, left wing. Good! Her first of the ball game. 71-34, Streaks with a minute to play. Bohm with it on the right wing.
She's going up.
Yep, fires another one. That's in and out. No good. Rebound tipped around. And finally, who was that that came with it? Schaefer missed a shot. Now the rebound tipped around again. Schaefer gets it back, puts it up, missed it again. Got it a third time. We're going to have a foul called on the floor with 42 seconds to play, and we're going to run the clock, but she's going to go to the free throw line. We're probably going to end the game. It's not on the shot. Is it or not? They're going to stay out of bounds. As Megan Lingenfelter checks back in, 28 seconds to play, and Williams inbound for East Peoria with 20 to play. This is Moncton out of Bohm, stop the key. She's looking to get another shot off and does. Fires another three. Missed that one, though. And the rebound to Audrey Peck, but the outlet stolen away. This is Moncton. Traveled, no call. Now kicks it out to Williams on the left wing with 3 seconds to play. Williams, Moncton, they're not going to get a shot off. Time's going to run out. Then the Galesburg Silver Streaks have won their season opener. Final score, Galesburg 71, East Peoria 34. Raiders start 0-2 on the season. Streaks 1-0. Good win for the Streaks to open the season. We'll come back with our post-game show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our post-game stats and more. Streaks win at 71-34. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Some things in life are complicated, like quantum physics and women's purses. But some things are simple, like tires. If you could buy 3 tires and get one for $1, or pay full price for 4 tires, which would you do? Seems pretty simple, right? Buy 3, get 1 for $1. Don't overcomplicate it. Just come see me, Jamie Munt, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We'll give you 4 beautiful tires for the price of 3 plus $1. We'll also give you free alignment checks, free tire repair, and free diagnostics on any make or model. When people tell you to simplify your life, this is what they're talking about.
Check them out on Facebook and at GalesburgToyota.com.
Hiring is important, but finding the right people can be a real challenge. That's why ZipRecruiter is obsessed with finding you qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter finds candidates with the right experience and notifies them to apply for your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within just one day.
The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Just because you can get a home loan online doesn't mean you should. I'm Liz Miller, mortgage officer with F&M Bank. From application to closing, we're with you through the whole process. Instead of calling an 800 number and trying to talk to a recording states away, I'll give you my personal cell and even do a mortgage pre-qualification on a Sunday afternoon. Now that's service you won't find anywhere else.
Aim high, bank strong. F&M Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stock up and save big this week during the Menard Day Sale. Right now, all stock Kidde smoke alarms, fire extinguishers, and more home safety products are on sale. Get a general use fire extinguisher for just $12.89 or a battery-operated carbon monoxide alarm only $14.99. Add an extra measure of safety to your home with Kidde products. Get these and other great deals through November 19th during the Menard Day Sale. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
The official WGIO forecast. Cloudy skies for tonight with scattered showers and a possible thunderstorm overnight, a low of 45. Cloudy skies for tomorrow with scattered showers through the early afternoon, a high of 54. Mostly clear skies overnight for tomorrow night, a low of 27. Sunshine on Thursday, a high of 43, and becoming mostly cloudy overnight Thursday night with a chance of overnight showers, a low of 36. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 46 WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Arith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks win the opener by a final of 71-34 over the East Peoria Raiders. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks head coach Evan Massey with us. And coach, one of the things we noticed right off the bat, we were really, really impressed with your defense, especially. I mean, everybody that stepped out on that floor, especially in the first half, just did a really nice job, we thought anyway.
Yeah, I thought early our half-court defense was pretty good, that we don't necessarily at every position have people that are quick and can match up, but I thought the kids on the perimeter understood who they were guarding and how to play them, did pretty well. I thought by the time we got to the second quarter and we'd had success with the press, our half-court defense wasn't quite as good, that we weren't matching up as well and gave up offensive rebounds in what we did. But, yeah, I've been happy with the general effort.
I know you. I realize you'll play against much better ball-handling teams, but I thought the girls, especially on the press, no matter what area they were playing, did a really good job anticipating, and you got some good steals.
Yeah, and, it's surprising because that's one thing I haven't seen in practice. When we press that way, we don't anticipate well. But I thought that today the kids up front were real quick as far as taking away the inbounder when they came back up, and then up the floor they matched very well and stuff. So that was a pleasant surprise.
Also nice to see your post players. We knew they were athletic. They run the floor well. I mean, both of them got out on fast breaks and got layups. In fact, I think Yvonne had a couple where she actually made the steal, dribbled it down herself. I think Emily had one like that. But also your guards did a good job of rewarding them when they ran the floor and getting the ball to them on the fast break.
Yeah, in general, I thought our post did a nice job but I thought our guards did a nice job of looking for them and finding them inside, so that was a real nice that way. But yeah, that with all four posts, that they bring a little bit different things. I thought Emily ran real well. I thought Yvonne got a lot of good defensive boards for us, and then Deja was just so active on the offensive boards, did a really nice job.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too. That was the thing. Yeah, offensive glass, and you took advantage many of those times on those offensive rebounds. You were getting the putbacks as well, and that's, I guess it's all about positioning and effort when it comes to that.
Yeah, and a couple times with her, as obviously she's kind of an undersized post, but I thought there were several times where with Deja that she a shot went up, and she was on one side of the basket and got a rebound on the other side of the basket, so it was good. And then, you know, I thought a tough thing for perimeter kids early in the year is that they want the shot to go in so bad that they know they can make that shot in practice, and they see it, and they want the shot to go in so badly. And so the next thing you know, they get a little tight. But I thought that all of the perimeter kids, they didn't seem to be affected by, you know, missing shots. They just kept shooting the ball. Like Kelsey, I think, missed a shot earlier too, and then she didn't hesitate. She was open in the corner and out of bounds play and took it. And I thought Lauren and Chloe and Anne all, you know, shot the ball very well too.
You know, in some ways, a few typical first game things you're going to see, but I thought your starters in the first, you know, seven or so players, I thought overall, I mean, very early, I think you had a couple of times where they were a little mechanical and maybe on a play through to a spot rather than to a player, but once they got into rhythm, you really didn't see much of that.
Right. Against the 2-3 zone, they started cheating out, and I'm not sure if it was as much our kids as passing as we weren't moving on the perimeter and recognizing where we needed to slide into openings and stuff.
Well, an impressive night on the first night, the opener here tonight, and the kids got to feel good about this. And it's also nice that everybody got a good amount of playing time as well.
Right, yeah. And that's the good and the bad of the running clock is it's too bad because it kind of cheats kids out of some time.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Looking forward to Thursday night's game.
Yep, we'll see you then.
All right, Streaks head coach Evan Massey joining us here on the post-game show, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll come back, talk more about this one, run down the stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas-fired furnaces, McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhall, and now in Galesburg. Call 342-58. Some exclusions apply.
They are trying everything on Trump that failed on Clinton.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Streaks win it 71-34. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, Silver Streak Girls Basketball season opener tonight here on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com. Let's go ahead and get into our post-game final stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. Boy, nice balance for the Galesburg Silver Streaks with Emily Minert leading the way, 13 points on 5 field goals, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 10 points for Yvonne Mixon on 6 points on 6 baskets. 9 points for Lauren Campbell on 3 three-pointers. 8 points for Andrea Sampson on a couple of three-pointers and 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 8 points for Deja Range off the bench. Deja with 6 baskets, 2 for 3 from the line. Now let's see, 7 points for Kelsey Legg on a couple of threes and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Let's see, 4 points for Audrey Peck off the bench on a couple of baskets. Let's see, 1 point for Megan Lingefelter on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Hannah Huppenbauer on a basket. 3 points for Chloe McCarthy on a three. 3 for Anna Gugliotta on a three. 3 points for Riley Jenkins on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. Streaks 9 3-pointers in the game. 10 for 13 from the line. For East Peoria, they only had 5 players score. 12 points for Sarah LaHood. She had most of her points in the first half, just a couple of baskets in the second half. 10 points off the bench for Alexis Bohm. She came in and shot it a lot, hit a couple of threes and a couple of twos. 5 points for Jolien Varquez. 5 points for Caitlin Jokums and 2 points for Zoe Kalk. 3 3-pointers in the ball game for East Peoria and 4 for 5 from the free throw line.
Well, you look at the team stats, and it's evident which team came up on top pretty easily. East Peoria turned the ball over 27 times in the game, only 7 times in the second half. But mind you, we had that running clock in the fourth quarter. 14 turnovers for the Streaks in this one. Streaks out-rebounded the Raiders 37-19, including 21-7 on the offensive end. East Peoria shot at 13 of 38 from the field, 4 of 12 from downtown. 4 of 9 in the second half from downtown, so they actually shot pretty well from three-point range in the second half. Streaks were 26 of 56, 9 of 24 from downtown. Some stats to go along with the scoring that Tom told you about. Emily Miner finishes with 5 rebounds, 4 of those offensive, 1 assist, 2 steals. Yvonne Mixon had 4 rebounds, 3 of them offensive, 2 assists, 3 steals. Hannah Huppenbauer had an assist and a steal. Deja Range, 7 rebounds. 5 of them offensive, 1 steal, 1 block. Anna Gugliotta had a rebound, 2 assists and a steal. Lauren Campbell had a rebound, 2 steals and an assist. Chloe McCarthy, 1 rebound, 1 steal. Audrey Peck had 3 rebounds, all offensive. 3 rebounds for Alexia Tucker, 3 rebounds for Andrea Sampson, 2 assists. 4 rebounds for Megan Lingenfelter, 4 assists, 1 steal. Riley Jenkins had an assist, and Kelsey Legg had one rebound, 3 assists and 2 steals.
All right, Streaks went at 71-34. They outscored East Peoria 20-4 in the first quarter, 21-6 in the second. They led 41-10 at halftime. They outscored them 22-12 in the third quarter, led 63-22 heading into the final quarter, where they were actually outscored 12-8. Streaks win it here tonight, 71-34. Come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agent. Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
When was the last time you had your furnace checked over by a professional? Schedule a fall furnace checkup for $55, including carbon monoxide testing. Good for LP gas and natural gas fired furnaces, McConnell Heating and Cooling, Wood Hall, and now in Galesburg. Call 342-5820. Some exclusions apply.
There's only one place to go after an accident. We have rental cars, Detail for Life, and plenty of Dave's Gator Sauce to go around. Come to Dave's Auto Body on Grand Avenue.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
You've always known Kehoe Eye Care to give the best eye exam around, that they are the experts when it comes to getting high-quality, stylish glasses or difficult-to-fit contact lenses. But did you know they also do a whole lot more? Their doctors are expertly trained to diagnose and treat eye injuries, infections, and they provide state-of-the-art care for patients with diabetes, glaucoma, cataracts, and macular degeneration. They even have a doctor on call weekends and evenings for emergency eye problems. So if an issue comes up that has anything to do with your eyes, call their professionals at Kehoe Eye Care.
We care for people, not just eyes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks went at 71-34 tonight in the season opener, of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament as well. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson at John Thiel Gym. And a good one tonight for the Streaks. All right, time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You know, this is the kind of game, you know, a lot of people played well early on, and, you know, we had some young ladies come in off the bench, especially late, did some good things as well. But one player that, you know, we're going to expect she's going to make somewhat of an impact. We talked about her being a little bit undersized for where she plays, but she just comes in and does the little things, the things you need to do. And I mentioned that to Coach Massey, that the offensive rebounding and that putback, it's about positioning and effort. And this young lady came in and made an impact and, you know, had some putbacks on the offensive rebound and had 8 points all in the middle two quarters, but seven rebounds to go along with that and many of those offensive.
Yeah, we're going to go with Deja Range. She did a great job coming off the bench. She added some energy and some hustle. As you said, Tom, 8 points, seven rebounds. Five of those rebounds were offensive, as I had said earlier, a block and a steal. So Deja's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Congratulations to Deja, and we'll do that throughout the season. Also, of course, on our road games, our first one will be a week from tonight. We'll be driving a vehicle from Galesburg Nissan. They'll provide our transportation to all the road games. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. And we take also thank all of our sponsors that are back with us again this year, and we appreciate you, because without it, we can't bring you Silver Streak girls basketball, or boys for that matter. Again, a good win for the Streaks though here tonight, 71-34 the final score. Thursday night, turn around and take on Metamora. Again, another Middle Illinois Conference team, not at least this year in the upper echelon of that conference, which is going to be really good again. You got the three-time defending 3A champion in Morton. You'll have Washington might not be quite as good. They're still going to be good. Dunlap's going to be very good. Christina Britter back. The young lady had an ACL injury, has signed to play at Northern next year. You got the guard Kohler, about what, 5'9" guard that's very good. Canton's going to be really good this year. We'll see them in a regular season game. So, yeah, going to be interesting, and that's going to be a tough conference down there. As the Big Six is going to be good. Of course, Rock Island is going to be the class of the conference. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Right.
You know, one would be surprised if somebody upsets them, and it's just this anomaly when you have a girl. It's not often you get one girl that comes along that's being recruited by the biggies in Division I college basketball. But then on top of that, you got another one who's already signed to play at Texas Tech.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, realistically, all the teams are playing for second place,
right.
But you know, it doesn't mean that you're going to let up when you go up to the
right.
Rock Garden either. You're going to try to get that media breakthrough, if you will, and
yeah.
get everybody talking about Galesburg early in the season.
And I guess that's why you play the games.
Exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, good win for the Streaks here tonight. 71-34, our final score here. Streaks win it. We'll bring you more action again coming up on Thursday night. And I believe the same. Is it the same time Thursday night? I believe.
6:30. We're going to be
Oh, that's right. It's about a 6:06 pregame coming up on Thursday night here from John Thiel Gym. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Cody McIntyre, for Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.